Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
We're stepping back, reflecting on everything the country's been through over the last year, all the pain, the suffering, the joblessness, rising poverty, food scarcity, so much of it needless, thanks in large part to the sociopathic incompetence of an administration and political party that simply did not care that a deadly virus was rampaging through the country and often did everything it could to help spread the disease. It's also been 1 year since we all trapped ourselves inside our homes with stockpiles of gin and red wine, watching Tiger King and Love is Blind while clinging to our last shreds of toilet paper like a plank floating in the water after a shipwreck. Remember that? When there was a deadly, mysterious virus rampaging through the country, and instead of face masks, everyone thought the one thing they'd need was toilet paper?
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1.
The smiles returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
Let me say that again. All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1. That's much earlier than expected. Let me be clear. That doesn't mean everyone's going to have that shot immediately, but it means you'll be able to get in line beginning May 1. Every adult will be eligible to get their shot. To do this, we're going to go from 1 million shots a day that I promised in December, before I was sworn in, to maintaining, beating our current pace of 2 million shots a day.
You can be absolutely certain that this is going to end and we will get back to normal.
Sun, sun, here we come.
Could you maybe at some point just like curse or say something completely Looney Tunes or offensive? The other guy used to do that, and it just made this whole thing a little funnier. I'm just trying to work with you here.
We're live in 3, 2...
Welcome back. I'm joined now by a man some people believe is the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden. Robinette?
Yes.
Don't even have to write a joke about that. Joe, can I call you Joe?
No.
Girl, we have a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about.
As the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc, Americans are getting restless and frustrated, if you know what I mean.
One of the disappointments when we came into office is the circumstance relating to how the administration was handling COVID was even more dire than we thought. We thought they indicated there was a lot more vaccine available. And it didn't turn out to be the case.
Because we're doing so much testing.
Huh? Oh. Excuse me, I think I must have fallen a...
You don't ask Biden tough questions.
Ha! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm still having flashbacks.
So we're pushing as hard as we can to get more vaccine manufactured.
You now say we'll have enough supply for every adult to be vaccinated by May. Does this mean I can go to Cancun for spring break with Ted Cruz and the gals?
Well, I didn't say that.
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Keep me protected from COVID-19. The trick to how I'm at Erna. Fix up that magic Pfizer or Moderna. Biden, give me a poke. They call you sleepy, but you're pretty woke. I'm so tired of quarantine. Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Please bring me
syringe, would make sure you clean it and stick it in me like you really mean it. Biden, hey Mr. Biden, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I'm really not afraid.
Inoculate me so I can get laid.
Give it to me now.
I don't mean to sound obscene.
I'm going crazy,
but I want my freaking vaccine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Robinettes.
Oh, won't you stay?
Please.
I'm numb.
Mr. Biden,
yes?
Bring my vaccine. I want a trick-or-treat when we hit Halloween. Give me that double dose and make me go out cheap so I can plant a kiss on Dr. Fauci. Oh, Mr. Biden, kick up a notch, 'cause I've run out of Netflix movies to watch. Girl, I'm so tired of quarantine.
Yes.
Everyone's been reflecting on the fact that it's been exactly 1 year since the start of the pandemic and the shutdowns, and while most normal human beings have looked back solemnly at the staggering death toll and all the suffering, the pain, and misery caused by the economic crash, Fox and Friends is wondering, what if we just, like, didn't do anything?
You wonder where we would have been a year ago had they said, okay, these are the things to protect yourselves, but they had not closed down the whole planet. And then just given people the choice. Where would we be 1 year later? Because today marks the 1 year anniversary of the pandemic.
Yeah, no, can you imagine where our economy would be today, where our healthcare sector would be today? Human beings are made capable of good decisions if you provide them with the right information. It's a thought experiment, unfortunately, Steve, we don't get to do in reverse. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, guys. Seems like the thought experiment falls apart when you talk about providing people with the right information, since you work for a network that might as well be called the wrong information. Let's not forget last year's hits like it's basically the flu, masks don't work, or the doctor who said hydroxychloroquine is the answer, the same doctor who also believes demons have sex with men to collect their sperm. Do you know how hard comedy writing is when the real thing is demon sperm?
As vaccine rollouts start to pick up speed in most areas, you may feel pressured to get the vaccine. Though there are actual medical reasons that may prevent you from getting the vaccine, those are rare, such as severe allergies to one of the ingredients in the vaccine, or an autoimmune issue. However, you may not want to get the vaccine for one of many other reasons, such as you're a big chicken and you're scared of needles. You can't get enough of those lockdowns. You have a complete ignorance of medical science for the past 100 plus years. One time your friend had mono and you remembered that you both shared a drink from the same cup the week before and you didn't even get it, so you're kinda invincible. You're pretty sure essential oils will do the trick. Plus, you bought the starter sales kit from Brenda and you couldn't get anyone in your family to buy any of it, so you might as well use it. You think vaccines are a scam because you don't even know anyone who's had polio. You read on Facebook that they use the same stuff in the vaccine that they make hot dogs out of, and wieners go in your mouth, not in your arm, thank you very much. You're thinking, first masks and now this? You're tired of the system trying to keep you and your family alive. Whatever your reason to not get the vaccine is, it's probably pretty stupid. I'm not saying we think you're stupid, but we might be thinking it. Get the vaccine when you can. Stay well.
I feel silly. They're not gonna let us in.
Will you just come on? You gotta loosen up, Mr. Adler.
But this is the most popular place in town right now.
We can get in. Just comb your hair, you know, look your best. I can get us in. Come on, man. We've been waiting for hours. You guys have plenty of vaccinations in there. Just let us in, man.
55 and older and first responders only.
Oh, we'd like to get in there and get some vaccinations, okay?
Are you on the list?
Well, no, I'm not on the list. I tried to get on the list. I sat on my computer 30 nights in a row trying to make a vaccination appointment and get on the goddamn list. Look, the thing is, we are school faculty, okay? You gotta let us in.
No, no, you have to let in people with health issues first. I am a chain smoker and my wife is 39 pounds overweight.
I have a compromised immune system. I have genital warts and I will show them to you.
Over 55, first responders and group 2B only. Now beat it.
Hey, man, I'm a friend of Dan Roberts. He's a dental assistant in Conifer.
Get the f*** out of here. I said you're not getting in. You're wasting your time.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Right this way. Oh!
79, bitches!
You suck.
You know, I have to say, I watch, and you know I love the first Borat movie. I love the second Borat movie. And it, while it does look scary at times, is it fun to be Borat?
Jimmy, I'm not here to talk about fun. It was important to make this film, and I really wanted to expose the hypocrisy. Those using power to get ahead, criminality. Bonnie? Oh, hey, man. What's up?
Yeah, I've got AstraZeneca, I've got some Pfizer. I've got some... What do you want? Yeah? Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, Venmo is fine. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Did I hear you correctly? Was that Bono?
No, it's a different Bono. It's Chaz Bono. The movie exemplifies that those using power to get ahead, use their criminality, using their positions
right.
for self-enrichment.
Is that your... Wow.
Tom? Which one? Hanks or Holland? Crew.
Oh, it's Tom
Cruise. You don't need me, mate. You're old enough to get it legally. What? I thought the Thetans were immune.
Wait, hold on. What's... Can I... I don't mean to pry, but are you selling vaccines?
Stay out of this, Kimmel, right? Look after that pretty face of yours. There's no vaccine for broken legs.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
Anyway, where were we? The challenge with, you know, the satire.
Right.
The satire of the whole, because we have a corrupt... Hello?
Oz.
Hello, yeah? Kanye. Yo. I can get you Johnson & Johnson. No, not Dakota and Don. The vaccine. What do you mean you only need one now? I got you down for six.
Six?
Oh, sorry, I hadn't heard.
Oh,
sorry. All right. Right, and don't drive for 6 hours. If only Tiger had listened to me. Okay, ciao.
Oh, wow. You know, I have to say, I mean, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but it seems like you're selling vaccines to celebrities, Sasha.
Jimmy, keep it moving if you want to keep your legs moving, all right?
Oh, all right.
The challenge with satire is ensuring that the target of one's...
Honey, Ruffalo's outside. He's the cash.
All right, okay, what does he want?
Two Pfizers, a Moderna, and an Oatly.
He wants an Oatly. What does he think I am? Sacha Baron Postmates. All right.
What is happening?
Whoa!
Are you selling, when you said Ruffalo, are you selling vaccines to Mark Ruffalo?
Leave it, Jimmy.
All right, I'm sorry.
Tyler, you look higher than Don Jr. Have you been drinking any vaccines?
No.
How many have you had?
Two. I've had two.
How many?
I've had 15. Oh, my God.
You know, this is, well, besides this, I think this is illegal, but it also seems like you should be focusing on, like, your... You know, Oscar campaign, you're nominated for awards, you're nominated for a SAG Awards. It seems like you should be focused on the Oscars right now, right?
This is my Oscar campaign. Jimmy, put it this way, none of the Hollywood foreign press are catching COVID anytime soon.
I see.
Hey, move up! What?
Hey, get out!
Well, all right. Right, okay.
What's going on?
No, it's fine. All right.
Oh, my.
We got it. We're good.
Sorry, Jimmy.
All right, see you in Panama, bro.
Oh, my God, that's quite a bit of money. This is...
No, you know, the thing is, they're just such wonderful actors there. You know, we had...
Joshua, where are you going? What's happening?
Just, you know, Eddie Redmayne, you know, he's won an Oscar. It's just such a privilege.
Yeah, he was very good in that film. Did you and Eddie get along?
I mean, sure. I mean, Aaron Sorkin, every word is a mouthful. The CDC have got a tank.
Uh-huh. Are you driving
and,
right now?
Yeah. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, everything about Sorkin's mastery of language, he's the modern-day Shakespeare and Hitchcock. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks to me like... You're being chased by the police, Sasha. Seems, I don't know if
No, absolutely fine. I mean, I think it's really about inhabiting the character and just suddenly wonderful, Frank Langella, stars of stage and screen.
Yeah. You're on the local news also. I don't know if you're aware of this, Sasha.
Oh, wonderful. Are they talking about the Globes?
No, they're not talking about the Globes. They're actually following your car with a helicopter right now. The police are, it looks like you're pulling. Oh, no! Oh, my God, are you... Sasha, are you okay?
No, the thing is, you know, playing two characters.
Oh, my God.
Chicago 7. Tell Wesley Snipes he owes me 5G or he can forget the second dose of Pfizer.
I should probably let you go. It looks like you're real busy there right now. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press. Yeah.
up, it's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to different in my mind. I'm waiting for my man. He comes, he's all dressed in black. He or shoes and a big straw hat.
Get in.
Yeah, you know, in Israel, they vaccinate everybody. Israel's way cooler than this lame place.
So then go to Israel.
I tried. I couldn't get in. Tom, I'm outside the hottest place in town, and what we'd like to do now is take you for an exclusive look inside.
You're not getting in, pal.
I'm actually willing to go inside and get a shot so that everyone can see just how safe it is.
I said get lost. You're not getting in. Get out of my face.
Please give me a shot. Please, all I want is a shot. Just that one shot that could change everything. Everyone clear out of the way. Clear the entrance. We have VIPs coming out.
Where to next, everybody? That was our second shot. Let's go to the bar.
Old people suck.
Can't hear you. Got too many antibodies in my ears.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
thanks this week for the songs from Husker Du, The Beatles, Randy Rainbow, The Velvet Underground, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. And thanks also for the clips and excerpts from Seth Meyers, Joe Biden, Anthony Fauci, Steve Doocy, Stuart Reynolds, Mr. Mackey, and Mr. Adler from South Park, Jimmy Kimmel, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Isla Fisher.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.